Paul, Patrick Laine was fairly critical of his own play of late. What are you seeing from him in the last four games?
Well, just the block of the season. I think he's had some chances that didn't go for him. He's played about as consistently as the rest of the younger part of our group. You know, they've had some real nice nights that we've really liked his play and some off nights.
He mentioned confidence, which hasn't really been an issue for him before. Do you need to speak? Do you talk to him at all or try to build him up at all?
Confidence is a really interesting one to get your head around, you know, and there's the standard is, hey, you're getting your chances, just keep doing the right things. And it's a standard because that's all there is for a shooter until the puck gets by the goalie. The hit and post doesn't give a guy a whole lot of confidence for a guy that really values the goal scoring part of his game. It's got to get in behind him. So we would start with all of the basics that go into that. And then if you're not scoring goals, there's a whole lot of things you can do that can help your line mate score and help your hockey team win. So that's what we're looking at.
And how do you assess those other parts of his game? Because you've asked him to round it out.
Liked his game in many. You know what I mean? I think he was better than the game prior. And that's kind of the way we're hoping with all these young guys is they keep trying to drive and get better. And it's true of Nicky and Kyle and the rest of them.
Lineup-wise, same lineup?
Same, correct.
I guess a guy like that, scoring can even help the rest of his game, right? That boosts the confidence for even everything.
Would be true of everybody, or a guy that never scores, right? Gets one in his 50 or 60 games, and his next five, he's flying. It's for those gentlemen, such an important thing for the goal scorers because they value themselves as that's what they're bringing to the table, and then an add-on or a kick-in from a guy who plays on the fourth line, and we saw that the other night, it's a really, really important thing.
You've been in a lot of 2-1 games, Blake was talking about it. How comfortable do you think your team is getting in those, and is that kind of where you need to be?
Well, the 2-1's not the design, it's just a possibility, right? You go play well, they play well, it's going to be a low-scoring game, so we've liked our part of our games for the most part, and then every once in a while you come out with the same attitude and maybe you hit pit and they're tired and you you get a bunch of breaks. So have to be comfortable in those tight games. The better we play, the more we'll play in those games and the more we'll have to learn how to get better at the last 9 minutes when the game goes to 2-1. So, yeah, I suspect if we can continue to play as hard as we're playing, keep the goaltending where it is, the discipline where it is, we should play in a lot of tight games.
You see you're much more comfortable in them now than maybe this team used to be, or is that too soon to say?
Yeah, it would be way too early. I don't find there's any – I wouldn't attach permanence to any part of our game right now at the 11-game mark. We got to prove it every night, every day.
What do you liked about Dustin Byfuglien's game lately, Paul?
He's been really readable and patient. I think he's been strong defensively. His puck movement's been real good. He's picked the right times to get involved in the offensive zone and really kind of quick to get out. So they've been a real good pair. He and Toby, I think Toby's game's been on the positive slant here the last few, so they've been a real good pair.
You talk about hitting a team when they're tired. This is a Stars team, fifth of a five-game road trip, been on the road for 10, 11 days. Do you structure your game to try and take advantage of that? Is there anything you can do to take advantage of that dynamic?
No, I would look at the 2 days prior, right? So a lot of back-to-back in there. They got 2 days off, went to Kelowna, had a nice time. We were in and out of Mini after back-to-back in Pitt, so I'm not sure that we're all that much better rested than they are.
What's it meant to have Tyler Myers back? You talk going into the year about it was almost like adding a free agent. What have you seen from his game in the first 11, Paul?
Well, there's a bunch of things going on there. One, he hasn't played a lot, so he's been through training camp. I thought he kept getting better and better, and now he's starting to play really well. Dmitry Kulikov had a very difficult year last year, and now both these guys are kind of high-plus guys. They've got some points. Killing penalties, too. He's on the power play. So you just take him out of that group, and you got a bunch of holes to fill then. Power play, penalty kill, regular 5-on-5, and a partner for Dmitry, who was kind of coming into this year trying to find his game. Well, we're really happy with the way Dimitri's played. So Tyler's meant a lot, and it's not just the even strength minutes, which are important. He's been involved in a lot of different things in our defense, getting better.
Paul, how does the collective mentality of your team change when you have a goalie running as hot as Hellebuyck is right now?
I think it just gets quieter, if that's the better word. Like, I think he's made some really good saves. But a big chunk of the saves that we like are the ones that you might not like if they go and his positioning is just right. You know, he catches a piece of it, it goes. So you don't look at it as an important save, but it's a really important save because it's different. Both goalies have always made high-end saves, right? They've made that great glove save where you go, and that's fantastic. But what Connor, and we've seen more of him lately, has been able to do is make all the quiet saves. And pucks that come through traffic die there, either into his glove or he eats them. It stays nice and tight to the net, so the game settles and the defense settle. And it allows you to be more patient in the defensive part of your game. I mean, we want to play a tight gap game. We don't want to give anybody shots. But you don't want to have to run around to make sure the puck doesn't get to your net. So I think what he's done is he's just kind of quieted that part of our game down.
Paul, just back to Patrick for a second. He talked in training camp about adding 10 pounds or whatever it was. And I know in the past you've said that Josh Morrissey perhaps made a mistake 2 years ago when he added weight and came back bigger. That wasn't necessarily better. Do you think that factors into the way Patrick has started?
Yeah, I'm not as concerned about a lot of Patrick's game as the fact that he's not scoring at the high rate that he would like to. I think it's natural, 18- and 19-year-old guys, their bodies go through bigger swings, so he's put on some weight. He's probably carrying that for the rest of his career. He's probably playing around 225. You know, he's a big man. You know, when you stand beside him, that he's got a huge frame. So I'm not as concerned about the weight. The game's gotten faster. Each of the last 3 years, and I'm sure you all notice it up there, it seems to get faster every year. He's faster than he was last year. So he's going through what those guys go through. My first year in the league, Brendan Shanahan had, I think, 8 goals in the middle of December, which was way off the charts for him, you know, and he ended up with 44, I believe, that year. So these guys go through those stretches where it's not getting to the net or the shot that they want, and they get real frustrated. All they need to figure out how to do is how to play well and help the team win, because it's coming, right? He's going to score, and I'm not concerned about that at all.